Hey y'all, I'm Sammy, your host of the You Were Made for More podcast. John 10:10 is a promise that Jesus came down to earth so that we would have life and have it abundantly. My prayer is that this podcast and all of the content that we put out would remind every student that they were made for more, simply because of who they were created to be. My own walk with the Lord and my relationships with the teenagers that I disciple have shown me that once we understand whose we are, the game changes. Or in other words, transformation happens. Our identity changes everything. We recognize that it takes investment and partnership between the church and parents to raise teens who know and believe who they are in Jesus, and we're here to help. So buckle up as we take this journey and take a look at what God has to say about friendships, relationships, sexuality, dating, and all the things in between. All right, guys, welcome to the You Were Made for More podcast. This is Sammy Gallo. I am your host. And this month, I wanted to do something different to kind of highlight January. January, if you are at all in the Christian circle, in the pro-life circle, you know January is Sanctity of Life Month. As we celebrate life and what God has created to be very good, I think a key part in that is destroying some of the lies that exist in our culture surrounding women's health and pregnancy. Sorting through what's true and what's not when it comes to Planned Parenthood can be pretty difficult. The nation's largest abortion provider hides behind a veneer of marketing and misinformation. That's just who they are. But beneath the smoke and the mirrors, the facts speak for themselves. And these facts say loudly and clearly that abortion is the core mission of this organization that kills over 1,000 babies every day in America. Not only that, Planned Parenthood's mission statement is this: Planned Parenthood believes in the fundamental right of each individual to manage their fertility regardless of race, ethnicity, sexual orientation, or age. When I was looking into how to start this episode, I genuinely thought that this spoke volumes about who Planned Parenthood is. To them, it's all about autonomy. It screams, you should be the one to decide what to change about your body. You should be the one to decide what you do with your body. Follow your desires. They will never lead you wrong. In reality, that couldn't be further from the truth. So many times, God's best for us is not what we think is our best. And I think it's important that we acknowledge that. That autonomy, while it's appealing on the outside, when we dig a little bit deeper, sometimes bodily autonomy or autonomy in general is not actually what is best for us. So let's look at some facts. I want to run through some facts about Planned Parenthood, educate you about what this organization does, and the hopes that you will see that their mission truly is only about money and not about caring for women. First, how many abortions does Planned Parenthood do? Planned Parenthood killed 383,460 preborn babies during the 2020 to 2021 fiscal year, according to Planned Parenthood's own annual report. And the link for this is all in the show notes, okay? So that you guys can reference it. But at an approximate charge of $750 for a first trimester abortion, and as you get into more complicated late term abortions, that price obviously is going to increase. That equates to at least $787,931 every day. So while Planned Parenthood may deny it in all of their media and all of their press releases and all of their jargon that they spew, while they may deny it, abortion is a huge, huge, huge primary chunk of its income. And that brings me to the next point. Is abortion really just 4% of Planned Parenthood's services? In reality, about 18% of Planned Parenthood's patients have abortions. However, Planned Parenthood obscures this fact by the clever way it counts its services. Planned Parenthood counts each service it provides as a unique interaction. They call it a discrete clinical interaction. So each service counts as an interaction, even if you only have one patient receiving multiple services. So if you have one person receiving multiple interactions, they count each of those separately, even though it's the same person. So, for instance, if a woman goes into Planned Parenthood for a pregnancy test and says that she's worried that her boyfriend is cheating on her and that she would like to receive an exam, STD testing, a pregnancy test, and a prescription, whether that be for the STD, birth control, or maybe even an abortion pill if she is confirmed to be pregnant, and abortion counseling if she is pregnant. All of that, even though it's for that one woman, is 4 to 5 or more, in some cases, services. Planned Parenthood records each service individually rather than recording multiple services under one person. So when it divides the number of abortions by all of these services, the final number comes out to be 4%. Live action addresses that 4% myth, which has gone up from the 3% that Planned Parenthood used to claim. And if you go to Live Action's article about this, it actually illustrates how the organization arrives at that figure. Again, I'll link that in the show notes. Planned Parenthood wants people to think that it does so much more than abortion, but we have to understand that when it gives that 4% figure, it's actually skewing the numbers to mislead the public. By claiming that abortion is only 4% of its services, Planned Parenthood can hide the fact that abortion is indeed its main mission, it's its main income source, it's its biggest money maker. That's why they count each of those services as a discrete interaction instead of counting a patient as a whole interaction, because that would largely skew, it would largely increase that percentage and make it very clear what their mission is. There's also a lot of misinformation going around about Planned Parenthood's other services that they offer. The organization does offer other services, including men's and women's health services, pregnancy testing, and services like that. They also offer general health care, HIV services, and STD testing, treatment, and vaccines. In addition, Planned Parenthood offers emergency contraception, claiming nonchalantly that accidents happen, in quotes. It also offers the abortion pill, a 2-pill regimen that kills and expels a preborn child, often while the woman is home alone and has no idea what is happening. Because Planned Parenthood didn't do the due diligence and educate her about what the abortion pill actually does at her appointment to get the abortion pill. Planned Parenthood doesn't mention the dangerous side effects of the abortion pill for the mom, or the fact that hemorrhaging and other problems can send her to the ER in some of the worst cases. We often hear about the wonderful and numerous services that Planned Parenthood provides by the government. That they refer to that a lot. They refer to the fact that Planned Parenthood does mammograms and ultrasounds and prenatal care. But the truth is that Planned Parenthood does not provide mammograms. Their 2022 annual report does not list mammograms as a service. Under cancer prevention, it lists breast care, which refers to the breast exam that a woman can do on her own to check for irregular bumps. In the medical world, we refer to this as a self-exam, right? Men do it on their private parts to check for prostate issues or things like that, and women do it to check for breast cancer. We're supposed to do it as we get older, and even as you're in your young 20s, a good doctor would tell you that you need to be doing self-exams at home. That's essentially what Planned Parenthood does in their clinic. So what about ultrasounds? Planned Parenthood technically does ultrasounds, but typically they are only performed to act as a guide during an abortion. Rarely, Planned Parenthood will do an ultrasound to ensure the health and age of a child. Planned Parenthood's ultrasounds are therefore not essential health care for pregnant women. Prenatal care is also something sorely lacking in the vast majority of Planned Parenthood clinics, even by Planned Parenthood's own admission. Typically, Planned Parenthood will refer out for prenatal care, but they will happily perform abortions or hand out birth control by themselves. Their lack of prenatal care proves that their operations are all about abortion and prevention of future pregnancies, not about the health of pregnant women and unborn children. So that's a quick rundown about what Planned Parenthood really does. And like I said, I'm going to link all of these takeaways and educational articles in our show notes. I believe as a nurse that every person should have access to quality health care. I also believe as a Christian woman, as a mom, as a nurse, that the kind of care that Planned Parenthood provides is not the kind of care that prioritizes the emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being of its clients or of its patients. Time and time again, we see that Planned Parenthood cares about one thing: money. An organization that profits from attacking and demeaning the smallest and most vulnerable people in our society has no place in healthcare. Part of being a part of the pro-life movement is being able to defend why Planned Parenthood is not essential. How can we fill in the gaps that people are so convinced that Planned Parenthood provides? I encourage you to go to the show notes for this episode, read about Planned Parenthood and their mission and all of the articles and the statistics that I'm going to link in here about what they do and what their services are, and become familiar with them so you can refer people to pregnancy centers or women's health clinics that are going to offer quality, wholesome, holistic, well-rounded care to a woman facing an unplanned pregnancy. We want to send people places where they can be cared for emotionally, spiritually, physically, all of the above, financially. I repeat, all of the above. We don't want to just send people somewhere that erases a problem, offers a quick fix, and therefore creates more and more problems for a vulnerable woman facing a very difficult life decision. Just to give you guys a little look at what You Were Waiting For More is going to look like in 2025, we are going to be bringing you guys some really solid content about dating, relationships, women's health, the pro-life movement, sexuality, marriage, parenting, all of these topics, they are going to help us live into the gospel where we are. That's always been our mission, is to let every person know that they were made for more. And this Sanctity of Life month, I hope that you realize that what God says about humans and humanity in the Bible is also meant for you, that He made you to be very good, and that He loves you more than you can imagine.